Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. European Union leaders approved a revised deal with Turkey today to curb the unprecedented influx of migrants into Europe. The deal requires all new migrants coming from Turkey into Greece after Sunday, March 20th, be returned to Turkey. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says the tide of migrants seeking refuge in Turkey and the European Union is not an issue for bargaining, but an issue of humanitarian values.
For us, for Turkey, refugee issue is not an issue of bargaining, but an issue of value, all humanitarian values as well as European values. Turkey has received 2.7 million refugees without any significant assistance from anywhere.
In exchange, Turkey is expected to get financial aid, quicker EU membership talks, and visa-free travel for Turkish citizens in the Schengen zone. The actual returns are to begin April 4th. Mohammed Jamal Qais, the 26-year-old American who admitted he defected from the Islamic group, now says he wasn't thinking straight when he decided to join the group in the Middle East this year and blamed making a bad decision to go with a girl. VOA journalist Sirwan Kadjo, who spoke with Qais' family, says interviews with the defected fighter revealed disillusionment.
The way they were treated, treating the foreign fighters in Syria and Iraq, especially in Syria, and that the majority of Islamic State fighters are foreigner, yet they were still treated differently from the rest of Arab fighters in the group.
Qais has surrendered to Kurdish Peshmerga fighters and been held and questioned by them since Monday. Three policemen have been killed in an attack on security forces in Niger near the border with Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Mali. The attacks come just before Niger voters go to the polls on Sunday for a presidential runoff. This is VOA News.